Welcome to my Wholeness podcast, where I send you messages that help you create success that aligns with your whole self and authenticity. After a decade of providing leadership programs for major companies and high-achieving entrepreneurs, you may know me for my book, This Is How We Rise, or my conference, She Summit. I have gotten to know thousands of you deeply and the mental and emotional battles behind your titles. That's why I have launched Wholeness Coaching, Retreats, and this podcast to help you do the inner work to align your second half of life with what matters the most. Not only do you deserve to feel more joy, peace, power, passion on a consistent basis, our next generation needs you to model it. Enjoy this message. Today's topic is for the love of yourself, for the love of yourself, for the love of your soul, your spirit, who you are on this earth to be, this short life, this precious life. And out of 8+ billion people in the world, there's just one you. And I want to root you truly in yourself and how extraordinary and not ordinary that you are. It's hard to remember that because we're so in our head every single day. We get so pulled into material life and cultural life and sort of the minutia things that we have to get done. And also, you know, always remind my community that 95% of your mind is unconscious. And so what you're going to think about is going to be reactionary based on, you know, what you see, what you hear, what happens to pop into your mind, a thought, and all of a sudden there goes your unconscious mind. And we lose touch with how extraordinary we are and who we're here to be. For the love of yourself, this is a part of a series inspired by February and Valentine's Day and just love, the theme of love, which humanity so needs right now. We've talked about for the love of humanity, for the love of your partner, for the love of God, and this one is for the love of yourself. Specifically, I want to dedicate this episode to my inner circle, my Claudia Chan inner circle community. It is my private coaching practice and community that I started last year in 2023, just been seeding and growing slowly, and really my third decade platform. If you go way back with me, you remember me from Shecky's Girls Night Out and that era of the 2000s of Sex and the City and women's lifestyle brands. And I created a very big national women's entertainment platform. We did shopping parties. I worked with over 1,000 brands marketing to women, and then noticed the status of women and girls in the world. And I moved from women's entertainment to women's empowerment. That was my second decade platform with my She Summit conference and the She Global Leadership Training Company. But this third decade, as I turn 49 this year, and I'm going to move into my 50s, this is my last year. Well, April to April will be my last year in my 40s. As I venture into my 50s, I think about my next decade platform. And that mission is really now, after helping, you know, sort of elevate the experience of women and people by bringing them together around these topics, is really now the next movement is an internal one. And it's one of mastering the inner mind, the inner emotions, the inner thought life, emotional life, feeling life. Because that really is the final frontier, ladies, and men, and the good men that are also 80% of my coaching practice is women, 20% of it is men. But the inner circle community is primarily women. And I just want to dedicate this to my inner circle. I have a list of you that I look at in my Evernote, on our vision board internally. And I just, you know, I look at this list of community every single month, and I know every single one of you individually so intimately and well. I know your soul. I know we've gone deep. And that's what being in my inner circle feels like. You know, you get close to me and I get close to you. And I want to also just say that most people that come into my community are also probably approaching midlife or in midlife, you know, entering their 40s. or in their 40s or in their 50s, approaching 60. And it is a lot of folks that have been, again, you know, we're an older millennial, we're a Gen Xer. So we've been living a paradigm for so long. And there is that midlife, that second half of life sort of shift. And I would say probably almost everybody is in a massive transition, you know, whether or not, you know, you're switching careers or you got laid off or you left the last organization, or, you know, you're going through a divorce or a major family change or a loss of a close friend or a loss of a parent or sick parents, or, you know, that sandwich generation of taking care of kids or older kids. And there's just a lot going on, and it's a lot. And to manage all of that, the day-to-day work life, labor and work, and then on top of that, the inner mental and emotional thought life, and what, you know, not taking control of that is really where we need to start building our muscle. We need to start really understanding, like, that whether you do marketing or you're in technology or you're creative, like whatever your genius, skills, talent, training is in, I need you to shift that training into really recognizing, become an expert on your inner thought and emotional patterns. And how do you get conscious of that? Because that is really the work. Because when you master that, you can move through and stay rooted in any hurricane or tornado that comes by. I think the reality of life too is that if you're going to be somebody who goes through a lot of bombs are going to be thrown at you in your life, and tragedy or trial, I tell you that you're a chosen one. You're a chosen one to experience a pain, to go through something so that you can grow through it and heal through it, so that you can actually help serve others and help affect change in that area, right? And this is where I'm going to pull you from, you know, I mean, that's a lot of that is about giving back and about social impact. But then if we've done the leadership and the personal growth work, this is where I want to plug you into spirituality. And most people that come to me and are in my community are spiritual people. If not, they're also people of faith. And we've got to believe, we've got to look at our life from an outside-in perspective and look at our life mountain, which is one of my whole self-leadership tools and a graphic that you can look at where you are in your life and just know that, hey, that life is not linear, that life is, you're going to journey through life and things are going to happen, bombs are going to be thrown your way. But when you look at your life from an outside-in perspective, like from a grandparent that's in heaven, or like from God's perspective, or from the universe, or from nature's perspective, it's like, this is just a blip in the grand scheme of things. Like, this is just a little rock that was like thrown at you. If you just lost your job, or, you know, you don't have a daily structure to plug into and you feel like you're just a mental mess and an emotional roller coaster. But from God's perspective, it's like, yeah, I threw that bomb at you so I could grow you, so I could develop new muscles, so I could get you pushing you towards an area that you would have not gone to, you know, that I have a bigger, it's God's purpose for you. It's not our plans and what we want for ourselves. It's what is God? God's in control of your destiny. God's in control of who you're becoming. And we can think all we want about who we are and, you know, and what our plans are. We can try, you know, use all of our muscle to control that, but we can't control it. And I'll tell you what proceeds one battle and just getting through one bomb and one hit in life is going to be another hit. Because those are the leaders, those are the chosen ones that God has chosen to basically impact and serve humanity in that very specific way that they're meant to. And for those who just have these like cruise through life and just have real simple, or, you know, like you look at some people and you just wonder, wow, like nothing bad ever happens to other people. Why do the bad things happen to me? First of all, you have no idea what is happening in somebody's life. I'm always blown away when I have new clients coming into my community and I'm really getting to know somebody's like personal stuff, what they have gone through
and they look so perfect on the outside. It's almost to the point where I honestly just believe like everybody has gone through like something major. And if you haven't, then you're married to somebody or your life is just to then serve somebody and help them heal or something like that because you've witnessed it. So yeah, for the love of yourself, for the love of your soul, can we get conscious and rise above the emotional mental spirals, rise above it and catch those triggers and catch those emotional dips to really recognize that the work now, whether you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, however old you are, your 60s, is like we got to master the inner self, especially for women. This is our next frontier. We got to, it's not mastering, you know, raising capital, more funding towards women. It's not mastering, you know, like hitting C-suite and getting more women into leadership or, no, it's mastering the inner self. That's the barrier we need to break. That's a new paradigm shift we need to create and actually do the work internally and stay steadfast and do not, you know, like the Lord's Prayer says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Like that is the temptation. The temptation is to be self-critical. The temptation is to feed the imposter syndrome. The temptation is to say, oh my God, but what if I don't like uncertainty. I got to control things more. Like that is the temptation is to control more. Or the temptation is to beat yourself up about something or to shame yourself about something. So we've got to fight that temptation. We got to get conscious of the unconscious and we've got to really understand and master our programming. And a lot of that is understanding where the programming comes from. And so in terms of my, you know, dedicating this to my community, for some of you, you know, we've just done an initial discovery. Usually somebody, when they first start with me, they fill out a very deep, my whole self-discovery questionnaire where I root you at the end of your life and we really go deep on some reflection. Like I want to pull out what is unconscious in you to really pull out what matters the most. And then we have an hour and a half session. You know, I know a lot of context as I've gotten the intake and we have our hour and a half session. It goes pretty deep. But for some of my community members, you know, we're continuing in the coaching work, or you've been to one of my retreats. So you've gone through the curriculum and we've gone really deep. So on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe some of you are at like a 6 or a 7 or an 8. And others of you, you know, we're just at the 1 or 2 because we've just scratched the surface. And, you know, I just want to say that this work it doesn't happen overnight. You don't rewire programming that you've had for like decades of your life. You don't rewire that in a blink of a second. And by the way, also for those of you who are working with me who really want to now level up into something, you're creating your next business, you're working on the next thing, you really want to step into your power, you really want to create and put something out in the world, you really want to, you know, just show up differently and you're just done with the emotional and mental exhaustion. You know, it just doesn't, it's the same, it's still the same inner work, it's still the same inner stuff. And you can be thrown and have clarity on so many strategies in your career, for your business, what you want to create. But those triggers, you know, like they can just pull you back into the swamp, into the quicksand. It's like quicksand. And, you know, I feel like when I'm coaching people, it's, yeah, people come to me for. And for those of you who have done tons of inner work and you are in your power, you're at that baseline to really level up. You're in a momentum, you know, in your career, or you just got a promotion, or you're hitting a new level of revenue, and you had a really successful season, and you're ready to create the next successful season, or you're gaining that momentum. But then you're in this sort of hyper growth mode where, you know, you are a leader and you're leading people to drive something forward, and it's really exciting, and you're feeling really good. But you still need that brain trust. You still need that person who's going to truly understand the power of what's in you, the power of the genius and the vision, right? The uniqueness of you as a leader, as a creator, And that's all, by the way, very much plugged into your intuition. It's very much plugged into your soul. Like you're somebody who, I mean, and it's easy to also get to that level when you've been promoted and you're in a momentum where things are flowing, abundance is coming.
But then that can be a really lonely place. And sure, you can lean on people that report into you. You could lean on a right hand. You can lean on your team members, but you still need somebody external to really be that brain trust who understands integrity, leadership, culture, see things from the outside perspective, but that can also keep you grounded in your true north. And it is different when you're managing inward versus to create the outward, to have somebody on the side. Now, those could be board of advisors, and those can be, you know, your trusted, you know, folks that are invested in your company and all those things. But where somebody like myself comes in this work is it's really more of a soul coach. You know, it's really more of somebody who is holding your opportunity and your becoming of a change maker, of a disciple of next level creation and impact in this universe. It is somebody who's not just about the KPIs and the ROIs, and somebody who is like helping you truly build something that is in alignment with who you uniquely are and what is inside of you, if that makes sense. So I think that that's where, you know, my inner circle and the work we're doing here is we're mastering, and I'm going to close this message up because I hate going past 15 minutes on these episodes, but, you know, our mission as this inner circle community is we are a community of conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, parents who are continuing to align and heal internally and have that support system, right, of people that get us and are in the same place to then create a healthier world and workplace and society externally. And we are mastering together, we are mastering the inner self, the inner thought, emotional life, and having, and again, you can be a master at it, but you still need those individuals. You can't do it all on your own. It's too isolating, and thoughts and emotions get out of control unless you have that safe space to share what's happening. And it's got a flow, you know, it's like a relational flow in many ways. And either your relationship, like relationally flowing with your team members, with your partners at home, your spouse, you're relationally flowing with somebody that's there to support you. It's an alignment. It's a feeling of alignment. And when you're in that place, like nothing is more powerful. So closing up, this message is on for the love of yourself. The unique soul, the unique you, the only you, the extraordinary you that has only had your unique level of experiences, of talent, of skill, of story. You are meant to create the future. You are meant to create and make a dent while we're here, while you're here. And, you know, this is what the circle is about. You know, we are doing the inner work so we can create a better outer world. And we're doing it together. So for the love of yourself, dedicating this episode to my inner circle community and to all those who will be coming in, we can't wait to meet you. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope this message seeded something in your soul. Friends, life is short. The days are fleeing. Do not wait for a breakdown to break through to a higher and better experience of life. Learn more about my programs at claudiachan.com, and I cannot wait to support you.